Hey guys, welcome back to Take Care. I know I've been kind of MIA for a while. Sorry about that, just, you know, life stuff, working, whatever. But I'm back and I have a good topic today. It's just accepting love into our lives, good love. You know, it's just like blessings, you know, finding love can be blocked by negative energies as well. I'm sure we all know that. You know, somebody can claim that they love you and you can love that person and all that kind of stuff, but the relationship, or it doesn't have to be, you know, just a like your significant other. It can be friends, family, whatever. Even those relationships can be toxic, and you guys can love each other all day, any day, but you know you're both toxic as all hell, and you know that you need to break that loose, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Putting yourself first and knowing when something is toxic and you have to let it go, that's opening a door for more positive things, more good love, more positive energies to come through. And that's what you want. So 2018, we're embracing the new and the positive and opening up your universe to accepting good things, good love, good relationships, and all that good stuff. So that means, ladies and gentlemen, blocking out that lurking ex that just keeps finding a way, creeping back up into your life, claiming that they love you and they want to make it work. Don't step into that trap. If you're really trying to be, if you're really not trying to be caught up in that, because you know that it's an endless repeated cycle, and that's why you left in the first place. So don't let that cycle keep repeating itself, because if you keep going back and you keep letting that cycle repeat itself, you're never going to move forward. You're never going to progress. You know, your life is going to constantly be in chaos. And that's not what we want. We want to be moving forward. We want to be taking steps forward and doing great things with ourselves and not letting others, you know, keep us back, keep us held back. That's not what you want, you know. So, and I know some of us have children with an ex, and I'm one of those people. Yes, I have a child with my ex, and we were in that repeated toxic cycle, you know, of keep going back, and I'm really trying to move forward from that, you know, so I can really relate. And I know it's hard because, you know, you're connected to that person now because of, you know, this little person that you brought into your life, you know, but that doesn't mean we have to be scared to move on. Because just as much as you want to be happy, your children, your child wants you to be happy as well. And you need to be happy so that you can take care of them properly and provide the things that they need properly and all that kind of stuff, meaning financially as well. Because if you're unhappy and you're depressed and all that kind of stuff, it makes it hard to provide for you and your child. You don't want to do anything. You know, you barely want to go to work. You're getting sick because, you know, with depression comes illness. So you stay sick. You know, your kids need you at this thing, you know, this event, whatever. You don't want to do it. So in order to be at your best for your child, for your children, you do have to take care of yourself. And that means eliminating toxic people, toxic traits out of your life. And that's something that we all need to work towards. Even if you don't have children, work towards releasing those toxic traits out of your life and moving forward. So, but all in all, you guys, take care of yourself, take care of your life, take care of your children, you know, live your best. And just like how those blessings fall because you're living your best life and you're trying to make things right for yourself, good love will come walking through that door as well, you know. So just keep working forward, doing what you're doing, you know, making those moves, creating goals, doing those goals, you know, taking care of your children, traveling, doing whatever you want to do. And eventually that good love will come. It has to. Just like those good vibes and just like those blessings, money, all of those things fall through, so will love. And just keep a positive outlook on love. Don't let anything break you from thinking that love is possible or anything like that is impossible or whatever. So just keep it up. And thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day. Take care.